check it.
You're tuned in to Say What Radio with your hosts, Justin, Taz, and the other guys.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go.
Say What Radio. I'm going to start with this one and just say headlines. See what you say. Baseball coach is suspended after he forced his players to spit in his face.
He loses the damn guy.
A Greek man was convicted of stealing electricity despite being dead. Yes. Convicted him after he died.
Okay, so he didn't do it before he died.
Yes.
No, okay. No, okay. What did he die?
It's me.
Say what?
Say what one more goddamn time.
All right. We are back. Say What Radio's coming at you guys. And I got some feedback or flack, whichever one you want to call it, on the last show about not introducing like who we are, what we do. And I new people, I have to realize that we are growing. We just hit 15K on IG.
Woohoo!
Right? So I am Justice. I started Say What Radio 10 years ago.
She's the brain.
Yeah, I started Say What Radio 10 years ago, basically about the crazy stories that was happening in my life. Then we moved into talking about current events. If you haven't listened to us before, we are basically the daily show with friends. It is usually about six of us on here doing like a round table.
Yeah, but since the pandemic.
Yeah. But last show that we did was Best Friend with my best friend. Taz.
And I am more so the comic relief of the show.
So I guess that's the intro. I'm going to have to get a little better than that because I've never really done it before. Usually we just get into it.
Well, no, because we always say, okay, we would go around the tape.
But we never said what the show is necessarily about.
Oh, because it's about everything.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no one thing. We've talked about sports. We talk about
pretty much.
We even used to have vent shows, Vent Wednesdays.
Oh, man,
remember?
We need to bring that back.
Yeah, so it's just a group of everyday people that just enjoy each other and enjoy each other's point of views mm-hmm. on different aspects of life.
And they don't always agree, but we are able to talk about it. It's just basically those crazy ass conversations you would have with your family, friends, and they'd be hilarious and nobody else was there to
yeah,
hear it.
Basically. Yes.
And you're like, man, you remember when we...
That's the show. That's Say What Radio. That's why it's called Say What? See, that's it. That was Say What?
That's perfect. I love that. I'm going to use that somehow. But so we got good feedback on the show last time and people loved me and Taz sitting down and talking about us, how long we've been friends and our journey and whatnot. So got some requests to do some more of those. Now, we also had a couple questions on why you know Beyonce.
So what I realize or have to, what me and Justin have to realize is maybe some of our listeners are a little younger than us. So when we say 20 plus years,
we mean that.
That's half of our lives. And at this stage, it's 25 mm-hmm. years. We were just in ninth grade 25 years ago. We didn't meet each other until the summer before the ninth grade. Mm-hmm. We went to different middle schools or intermediate schools, whatever you call it in your region. So that's what that was.
Yeah. Go back. And what was funny is when I saw the comments on the post that we would get on social media, I was like, y'all don't know. Oh, yeah, it just didn't click. We are awesome.
We're older than we feel.
Yeah. I just put a story up today on Instagram about that. So I'm like, why do I feel younger? Is it not a crime that I feel younger than I am? Mm-hmm. Is it?
Because you definitely feel.
Except when you try to get up real fast. Your body sometimes, our body feels as old as we are, but we feel inside.
Mentally, you hit an age and you just be like, that's me.
Yeah.
You could be 10 years past that. You're like, that ain't me?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But to piggyback on that, with the time that we've been on this earth, we've been able to learn a lot and experience a lot. One of those things has been making our corner within corporate America.
Oh, yeah.
Different facets, basically. Taz is in the financial sector. I am more in the engineering and software aspect of it. But one question that we get a lot of the times is, how do I go corporate? Or how do I do what you do? when I first got the question, I was kind of like, what do you mean? And it never clicked to me until like maybe the fifth or sixth person asked that not everybody knows how to go from.
A lot of people find it hard to turn on work tasks and turn off life tasks.
Or basically, or code.
Home tasks.
I wouldn't call it code switching, but it's very, very close to it.
Yeah.
But also it was just kind of like me and Taz both started out like everybody with different types of jobs. We worked in offices or we worked with other people. I used to work for a community organization that would help in projects around low-income communities. But we have friends that were either in retail or in fast food, and they were like, how do I make that jump?
I don't know if there's a jump. So for myself, I went in high school, I worked retail, mm-hmm. and then went to college. College worked retail, like a lot of people, retailer or fast food, but I went retail. And then from college, I went straight into what I went to school for. So I went into accounting, doing taxes though. I went small business taxes. When I moved back to Houston from college, you and I actually worked at the same company mm-hmm. in customer service.
Yeah.
That was my first customer service job, but we had friends that were in the company that helped us get jobs. And that kind of more so introduced us into the corporate area. If I can get my foot in the door, I can get to where I need to get. And that's always been my mantra. So just because I started in customer service, within 6 months to a year, I was in their accounting department. Because I know how to position myself where I need to be to get to where I want to be, right? So a lot of people, they start off and they're like, oh, I don't want to start off on the bottom, or I don't want to start off over here. Well, if your mindset is already set to where you want to be, it doesn't matter where you start. Mm-hmm. As long as your goal is where you want to be and you stay on that path, you're fine. I'm just one of those people, and I think Justin is the same. If Justin, not necessarily the same, because in that I don't know if you even knew what you wanted to do at that stage. When we were working at that company, I don't know if you knew exactly what you wanted to do, you know?
My thing has always been, and I had this discussion with JD the other day, he's like, you got a lot of dreams. I don't know how to always support every single one of them. I was like, it's just mainly one dream. He's like, I want to be a mogul. I want to be a boss lady. I want to be a billionaire. I want to be, I said, it's all the same, James. But my thing was, I always wanted to own my own business. I don't know how I was going to get that. That was just what I wanted to do. I didn't really care necessarily how I got there, but I wanted to own my own business.
See, me, I've never wanted to own my own business. I've wanted to do my own thing, but I've always wanted someone else to pay me. I don't want to have to, like, everybody's like, oh, you should own your own business. Okay, well, if everybody owns their own business, who's going to work for you? Okay, that's there. So I've never wanted to own my own business per se. I don't mind working for somebody because I like vacation days. I like the fact that when I want to go out, I'm still going to get paid. When you work for yourself, you kind of take that. You take the good with the bad. If I don't work, I don't eat, basically. Now, if I had the type of company that worked for me, then that's different. But you got to get there. I don't want to get there. I don't want to put in the work to get there. I don't. There are some people that do. There are some people that don't mind. No, I'm one of them people that I will be your accountant. I have no problem with
you.
I will help you get there. I have no problem with it. I've started companies. I do the research. I get bored easily. And I want to be able to move around. And I can't do that if I own the company. If I own the company, I have to be stuck with this specific thing. And I'm bored. I don't want to do it. So now the company has flopped. And I ain't that person. I ain't no flopper. I'm going to help you succeed. I have no problem with that. And you're going to pay me to help you succeed. And I'm going to get my money. And you're going to get your money. And we doing it
together. I need you to say it one time. Run. Run me.
Run me my coins. That's it. Our parents. I knew when I got in that house, my mom was not my friend. Okay? My mom was my mom. So when I went in that house, whatever I did with Justin and the BWC clique, whatever I said, whatever kind of slang I used, that didn't enter my mother's home. I walked in and I couldn't say, oh, mom, I got 100. What is 100? You got a 100? Excuse me, ma'am. Really? That's what we're doing.
You had to be more.
Like, yes, more. You could not be mediocre.
Oh, yeah.
Walking into the home. And your grades had to be stellar. I mean, not stellar, because I was an AB student. So I wasn't like stellar. I could never be a follower. Like, if somebody got in trouble, this is my thing. We got in trouble one time. I don't even know if you were with us that time, but we all went to some senior thing and Stacy's parents dropped us off. And they said, hey, y'all need to be right here at this time because I have something else to do. Let's say 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Well, we were done way before 12. So everybody was like, well, what are we going to do? Well, all the other kids were going to the mall. And I was like, well, yeah, let's go to the mall.
Oh, shit.
Let's go to the mall with the other kids.
Oh, I remember this.
And
I heard about this.
I said, hey, we couldn't call my mom. She was going to say no. We couldn't call Stacy's mom. She was going to say no. But we had one friend's mom, Kim. Kim's mom always said yes. So we called Kim's mom. I was like, hey, Kim, call your mom. Ask her if we can go. Kim's mom said yes. We'll be back by the time Stacy's mom gets back. Well, okay, we're in high school. We didn't get
time
back.
Don't work like that for children.
We got left. Right? So now we have to explain to everybody's mom how we got left because we weren't where we were supposed to be. Mm. Yeah. So everybody is in the car with Stacy's dad because now Stacy's dad has to come pick us up because her mom is like, I'm not going back. So I'm in the front seat with Stacy's dad in my head, and I hear all the girls in the back trying to figure out the story they're going to tell. And they're like, hey, are you going to tell that story? And I was like, hell no. I'm going to tell the truth because my mama is crazy. Y'all crazy too. My mama crazy, and I'm going to tell her what happened. And I'm going to just have to take the... I'd rather take the consequences for the truth than get caught up in a lie and have to take consequences for the lie and what we did. Come on now. No, no. So they knew from jump I wasn't on board with this story, okay? I get home. I tell my mom what happened. And she was like, well, whose idea was it? And I was like, it was mine. Oh. And she was like, because it was yours, I'm not going to beat your ass today. Because you were not a follower.
She was like, ain't told the truth. Now, mind you, all the parents got on the phone together and compared the stories.
And who had the truth? Because I am not taking no ass whooping for a lie. I take a whooping for the truth. But I'm not taking no ass whooping for a lie and what happened. Mm. So now they all getting their ass whooped because
nobody wanted to go along with the truth.
Right. But at the end of the day, I mean, just different stories. Like, and I'm saying ass whooping. You know, it is what it is. We're from that era where you got whoopings, whatever. It made me who I am today. I feel like I feel. I don't feel any ill will towards my mother for any whoopings or whatever. But back to the original, I had to switch or I had to be a different Taz at home. Mm-hmm. I could be a different Taz at school. Now, going forward, when I got to college, I had issues with speaking in front of people. I had a business communications class, mm-hmm. and my business communications teacher was awesome. I felt like she was awesome. She told me, she was like, hey, I noticed that you have issues when you speak in front of the class because we really would have to do presentations and everything. And she said the way I got around that was when I would walk into the room, I would tell myself to be somebody else. And I said, what? And she said, yeah. You, as you are, have issues speaking in front of people. Be somebody that doesn't. So I still have issues with talking to people that I don't know. Like, I'm not good at interviews at all. Because I walk in, I don't know you.
So I understand.
Now I'm on a defense because I don't know you. You don't know me. And you asking me questions.
Yeah, that I get. I understand. When you spoke to me about it, I understood. But I still am like, damn, really?
So a lot of the jobs that I've gotten have been from going through temp agencies mm-hmm. and then interviewing for the job. Well, that helps me because now I don't know them, but
there's
I've
a mediator.
Been around the
yeah.
person that is interviewing me. Mm-hmm. I might have spent 5 to 6 weeks with you before I interview, and now I'm more comfortable. It's just a better feel for me. It don't work for everybody.
Yeah.
But it's a better feel for me.
But that's a good tip.
For some people yeah. that have that issue with interviewing or just with talking to people that they don't know.
I think a lot of it too, well, I guess the first thing would be you would have to actually notice and be able to seize opportunities where you are able to make that change. That's not for everybody. Some of the stuff you may have to do a little bit of research on as far as the jobs. But I would say always, if you see a job, go for it. Doesn't necessarily matter. But before you do that, you do need to do a little bit of preparation. And as Taz said, if you have issues speaking in an interview, you can do as she did, go through a temp agency that can actually prepare you because you're doing kind of like mock interviews with the temp agency. They're very good with that. Or you can set it up where you do like a mock interview with your friends or something like that. But you will need to be professional. I think that is the biggest change or the biggest issue with a lot of people nowadays, where they're like, I should be able to be myself. Yeah, you can, but that will not necessarily get you the job, unfortunately.
About a year and a half ago, my boss, who I have worked for the last 8 years, asked me if I curse. She was like, Taz, do you curse? And I was like, yes. And she says, I couldn't imagine you cursing. And I was like, I know. Because when I come here,
you present what is necessary to get the job done.
I'm doing my job. Yeah. You don't need to know me. All you need to know is what you're paying me for. If you're paying me to be an accountant, I'm going to come in here and be an accountant. I'm not coming to be your friend. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming to be your social light, the social butterfly of the company. I'm not coming to entertain you. I'm coming to do the job that you paid me for. And that's where a lot of people get confused mm-hmm. on corporate or working. They go to work and they trying to be friends with, I got friends.
Well, some people are able to do that and they see them climb the ladder that way.
But then that's still being, that's still a switch.
You have to adapt.
Yeah.
You have to know the situation that you're in. And unfortunately, if you come from areas of the workforce where they don't do stuff like that, it is very hard to recognize and see and understand to get in where you fit in, unfortunately. I know for a fact when talking to some people, I remember it had never dawned on me that I hadn't really worked in retail. It was just always kind of like customer service jobs that I've always done and then kind of moved up. My Dre D had actually said to me, he was just like, well, you know, it's great that you never worked in retail because it allowed you to have a different perspective and be able to accelerate a little bit faster than some people. That never, ever occurred to me. I said, because I always saw it where if you're able to have that, not necessarily switch, but be more professional face to face with someone, that gave you a leg up.
I worked for the paycheck. And it's like, okay, I can fold clothes. I have no problem folding clothes, mm-hmm. putting these clothes on the hanger. I don't have to talk to that many people. Now, when I was in college, what I did enjoy about working retail was because I was by the outlets, there were a lot of people that spoke different languages. So then when I knew there was some type of sale, I wanted to be on the floor because I wanted to hear all of the different languages and I wow. wanted to practice some of the, and I don't know why.
No, that's a good thing.
I'm odd. No. But for me as a person that didn't want to talk to people, why then do you want to talk to people that don't even speak your language?
Well, I can see that being.
I'm a weirdo.
You're not a weirdo. But I can see that being intriguing to you because right then and there, it's just like, okay, it's a difference in dialect. Yeah. It's a difference in culture. And you're like, hey, how you do that?
Yeah. And look, I'm out there really trying to say, raw? Okay. I think that's red. We're going to then bug. Okay. So back then we couldn't Google. We didn't have Babelfish on our phone. Or we didn't have the applications. Stuff. We're old. Okay.
The stuff that you have on YouTube that you guys have access to, the only way you were able to get that is either through some sort of night school, college.
We didn't have Duolingo.
None of that stuff was available. So she's right. She was getting exposed to a lot of things that I don't think people I think they take for granted when it happens. Another thing that I saw when you're in that mind space, I guess from what I am gathering, when people ask me, how do you go corporate when they're going from retail to corporate or whatever, I think it's just, how do you prepare yourself mentally to do that? Because it is a different thing. And it also is kind of wearing on you because you do have to kind of play office politics sometimes and deal with situations that you never would think about when you're doing a job either in fast food or retail.
I've learned from a lot of my bosses, a lot of the people that I've been blessed to be around, and I've had some awesome bosses. I've been blessed to have great role models or great mentors throughout my corporate climb, and I watch them. I learn from what they're doing because most of my bosses have been transparent and they guide the people around them because they want to see them
succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I worked at a company with one of my godmothers, and that means I've known her outside of work. And I didn't understand some of the situations she was in, and I was younger. Mm-hmm. Some of the situations she would be in and the way she would react or respond was totally different than what I know would have went down if we were at the house. And I'm how?
Yeah.
And I would ask her, like, how do you deal with that? And she's like, this is corporate. This is what you have to do to keep your job, basically. Yes. If I want to keep the job. Now, I'm not saying she got run over, but she knew how to be corporate, nice, nasty. You know, the corporate, she knew how to do it versus coming out, cussing somebody out, or you ain't gonna talk to me, no, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. She didn't have to do all of that. And I would look and I'd be like, this, okay, I'm gonna work on that. And I did. I worked on it. And I paid attention because I've been in meetings and said, well,
what part of the game is this?
Like,
I will never forget that.
What? And it's just because I didn't know. And they looked at me like, there's a game? I'm sorry. No. I'm going to be quiet. Like, I've gone into meetings and fallen asleep. Like, I've had to grow in this corporate facade, okay?
It's not easy.
And you have to learn it. You have to want to learn it. And you have to realize that you don't have it if you don't have it. So if you don't have it and you want it, you got to work for it. It's just like anything else in life. You have to work for it.
Yeah.
Now I know what to do not to fall asleep in meetings. I know how to control the words that I normally would say or the words that I'm thinking. I know how to control what part of the game is this. I know how to check somebody in an email and CC everybody and their boss to let them know that I notified you 3 times. See my email below. That this, that, and the third.
If you have any other questions, please let me know.
If you have any, that's my favorite. If you have any other questions,
please let me know.
Feel free to contact me at.
And that right there is, please don't bother with me, this bullshit, no more. Please, exactly. Please.
Exactly. And it's about keeping your coins coming, okay? Look, I want my coins. I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize my coins. Matter of fact, I want my coins to roll up, move up. And I told Justin the other day, I see my salary, but I don't look at my salary. And I told her, I said, oh, dang, when did I get here? And she was like, you don't know how much you make. And I was like, nah, I got insurance, kids. I don't pay attention to all of that. I just didn't pay the bills. You know, I'm tired.
Like, it kind of goes like that. You be like, damn, I do this? Fuck. Why it don't seem like it?
I've been mad the last few years. Huh? Oh,
but
I'm over Texas.
You stupid. I will say another reason, and I need to preface this because I don't think I said it earlier. The reason why I am using retail and fast food as examples. It's mainly because of people who have been asking me this question, is they're in those industries. But I hope, again, this is my opinion, the information that we're giving you does kind of translate depending on where you are. It doesn't necessarily mean you wouldn't be able to still utilize it. But I think the biggest takeaway, honestly, if this is what you want, if a certain type of job is what you want, do realize that there are certain things that will come along with that that you need to do to be able to get there. You may fall into a situation where you never have to change anything necessarily about yourself or grow more than what you are right now. You could just fall into it tomorrow. If you're not ready for it, you will lose it on the next day. I'm going to be very, very honest. It really does matter how you prepare for it and what you do to keep it, because it is not as easy as you think it is. Because I know a lot of people will be thinking, oh, you know, CFO, everybody can do that. It is a really big difference in you taking responsibility for paying your own bills and balancing a budget for you than doing it for thousands of workers, because one decision you make affects millions of people, not just the people that work there, but their families, their friends, because they will have to deal with the aftermath that has happened to that worker at that particular job. It is a lot more mentally based than you think that you would have to deal with, rather than you just saying, oh, he gets paid millions of dollars. It's, some of them are overpaid, I will say, but you have to realize that there's a lot that comes with that job, a lot of responsibility.
Yes, yes, yes. So set your goals. Don't be afraid to start at the bottom. At like, all. If you have your goal set, like I said in the beginning, as long as I can get my foot in the door, I can get to wherever I want to go, mm-hmm. if I want to go somewhere else. Yeah. All I have to do is position myself in front of the right people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying schmooze and ass kiss and all that. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying show your work. Show with your work.
And your talent.
And your talent. Yes. Show with your work, your talent, because it's what I learned growing up. And I don't know if people even say this anymore. It's not even about what you know anymore, because what you know can be taught to the next person.
Yeah.
It's not about what you know. It's who you know.
Social media is a good example of that, because it's a lot of talented ass people on social media that is not being recognized, and their information, not information, but their creativity is being stolen and used by other people because of who they know to be able to put it out there to the masses. Also, I'm not sure if this is something that is kind of like a cultural issue, but if you were to say somebody from the hood that we came from, I want to be a millionaire, they'd be like, oh, okay. But if you were to say to them, I want to make six figures, they'd be like, why are you, that's a dream. What is wrong with you? Why is that, how is that different? But it's just like, oh, the millionaire status can be achieved through, oh, I can become a ball player. Oh, I can sell clothes or something. Like, it is this long shot dream. But if you were to say, I want to make six figures, they would be like, why are you wasting your
seven
time?
Seven now, because six is like, six is like medium.
Yeah, or seven or eight figures.
Yeah,
let's say that.
Yeah.
They would definitely just be like, or high six figures. Let me just say that.
Okay, yeah.
It's amazing to me about that. They're just like, well, that's just unattainable. But the millionaire status is, if you were to make music, you wouldn't sit there and be like, okay, well, I got this music. Everybody's going to listen to it. It's who you going to put it in front of to be able to help you. So this is the exact same thing.
And also, don't treat people that are not quite doing the other things that you may think they should do, whatever, whatever, whatever. Don't treat them any differently than you would treat the CFO.
Very
than
much
you
so.
Would treat the CEO. You get more just from being friendly, from being social, from being cordial to people that are around you in your
everyday responsibilities, yes. And that, yeah, duties,
then you're going to get from being in front of that CEO, because mm-hmm. you're not going to be in front of that CEO that often, and you never know who's talking to whom.
Mm-hmm.
So I might be the cleaner at the building. I might just be being nice, being social, but guess who see the CEO every day?
I've been in situations like that. You're right.
And they strike up conversations. They do. And I'm not saying use them. I'm saying judge people by what they do, because it's not your ideal position.
Yeah.
Treat everybody like you want to be treated.
And also don't base it upon, can I use this person? Right. Are they useful to me? You never know. Because honestly, it kind of goes back to what Taz said.
And people know when they're being used, too.
Not always.
Oh, well,
not always.
At some point, they're going to figure it out.
But like Taz says, you'd be remiss to be there and sit there and go like, oh, I never learned anything from this person. It's so many people out there that know so much and don't say anything. You'd be like, how you know this? And I was like, I do more than this. I just don't know if you know. I ran into that the other day. People were like, oh, yeah, you do a podcast? I was like, yeah, I run a podcast network. What? Huh? I said, I manage the podcasts and I help produce them. I also help other podcasters and getting their stuff out, helping with content optimization, helping with business stuff behind the scenes, because honestly, trying to run, like Taz says, trying to run this is a little bit tough. And I kind of have the same issue that she was saying, where you get bored easy, but me finding different ways to be able to make it more interesting, seamless operation is so invigorating to me. And I love being able to do that for other. I did it for Taz. Taz was like, taxes is coming around. I said, well, why don't you just give them a form? They fill it out. And then by the time you have everything you need, she looked at this form and was like, oh, taxes. She got so happy because everything that came with doing taxes was a headache because people didn't have this.
And I got to come back to them and say, hey, where's this?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's this? Or where's this? Where do you have this? Because you had it last year. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
But little things like that, being able to help people, I find amazing. But also having the aspect of running my own business, now that I see a business, because Taz was on me for years saying, stop saying it's a hobby. Okay. All right. It's a business. I got it. But with everything that I have, I learned it from so many people that I've been able to watch and be under. And honestly, I feel kind of stalkerish saying this, but just be like, I see you, player, just from afar.
And that's okay. Like, no, not to feel stalkerish. That's not okay. But yes, watching people, learning, that's mentorship. Like, mm-hmm. whether you know you my mentor or not, you gonna mentor me. Like, yep. Because you can learn something from different people from different aspects of life everywhere. You can learn something from criminals. I'm just saying, learn something from anybody.
You know,
anybody. I wouldn't put...
I hate...
Whether you learn how not to get caught.
I hate everything about you.
Like, I'm saying, am I lying?
But now that I'm thinking about it, why is it on 24/7? They trying to teach us and not tell it. Oh, God.
They teach us a lot.
You know what? I think that's a good place to end the show. Don't be a criminal, people, please.
Don't and be. If you do,
oh God,
teach somebody. No, just each one.
Okay,
each
we
one.
Got.
As always, please continue to follow us on social media, Say What Radio for all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that jazz. Again, thank you for tuning in. As always, the biggest compliment you guys can give us is to really, really, really share, like, subscribe, review the show on iTunes, Google Play, thumbs up on Facebook, everything. Tell your family, friends about the show. We may not be everybody's cup of tea, but hey, let them listen and we can come to an agreement. You know, you like this, don't like this. But that was funny. Yes, it was. Thank you for tuning in. Catch us next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm dying this fucking fuck that town. Kid crying in my mouth. Get the fuck out this country, mother. The fuck is that?
Say what again?